Hello, everybody. This is James with the JBP Show. And today, we are a nation in decline. What does that mean? Well, we have our adversaries playing ball in other countries and starting proxy wars and taking over land and killing everybody, regardless of the reason or the being, which I don't buy most of that because the media lies about a lot and everybody listens to the media like it's the fucking truth. I take shit with a grain of salt. But also, I will say that, you know, our economy is in the lowest point that it's ever been. And you have a president that is claiming that we're doing good just because jobs came back that he got rid of in the first place with China. All the jobs that Trump ever... And it's funny because they say, oh, 40-year high, 50-year high. Bitch, what are you talking about? It's not the fastest growth. You're just letting all the jobs come back that Trump already fucking started. We have China spying on us. We have the vice president of the United States at a meeting, at a conference, stating that we are going to war with Russia. And we have a president that has yet to speak about anything beyond the first balloon that was shot down. As a matter of fact, he really hasn't even spoke about that. All the handlers have been opening their mouths and saying what they're supposed to say. The president hasn't said one fucking thing. The economy's falling. Everything in cost is going up. Gas is rising again because I believe that at this point we are now out of our reserves. Because for a while it dropped down about 50 to 75 cents across the United States. Now it's up 40 cents already. So forgive me if I'm not very optimistic about anything. I love whenever I hear people say, oh, nobody can fuck with us. We're impenetrable. We're the United States. Nobody would ever try us. Motherfucker, you're ignorant. There's a famous saying that goes around, and it's more of a quick statement. It's always respect your enemy. Once you lose respect for your enemy, you now have become completely vulnerable. If you think your shit don't stink, like most people think that America doesn't stink, oh, we got fucking problems. You have hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border. I want to say it was like 4,500. Don't quote me on this. It was somewhere around, I think the number was four. It was about 4,000 Chinese intelligence spies that have made it through the southern border. And active, military government officials. Are these trained killers? Are these diplomats? Are they politicians? Are they fear mongers? Are they, you know, just spying? Are they just trying to be silent? What are they? What are they doing? And then, yeah, you let them come through the southern border because then you can never track them getting on a plane and coming over here. You may be able to track them to Mexico or somewhere in South America, but you'll never be able to track them coming to the United States because they're not on a plane. There's no record. So you have to think to yourself, are we really invincible? Because I'll tell you right now, our fucking pants are far below our goddamn ankles. They're almost off. You have an unwilling president, an idiot fucking mumbling vice president, and an entire Democratic population and caucus of fucking warmongering thieves. You want to know what happened to FTX? Sam Bankman-Fried? Do a little fucking research. That kid was a goddamn pawn. He wanted nothing to do with this. That boy was blackmailed and forced his hand to do what he did, to create the algorithms that would tank the fucking FTX and allow all that money to come out without showing any of it being lost. They took the money before it even crashed. If you guys are wondering what I mean by that. The money was gone and then they crashed. So by the time that they crashed, there was nothing anyone can do. That's why he's sitting behind bars. That's why he's being investigated. That's why all this is coming to light. That's why we spent $10 trillion, I believe, or no, excuse me, $8 trillion putting money towards Ukraine and other fucking countries and gender fluid studies and fucking COVID research and all this bullshit. Giving all this money to fucking Ukraine when they're the ones who had our American bio labs. You think we would make this shit in our own country? We're not that fucking stupid. All of our dangerous, dirty shit we had to do somewhere else. You wonder why the left hit that fucking phone call between Trump and Zelensky so hard? I want to go back and reread the transcript because now it all makes sense. When he called and made that phone call and asked him, hey, you know, I really hope you're still going to investigate, and I hope you're going to be a good person, because there was a brand new president that just hit Ukraine, and he's a fucking Bollywood actor. He's a Ukraine Hollywood actor. That motherfucker is a TV star. And so, yeah, some of you could point out and say, oh yeah, well, Trump's been on TV, but Trump didn't get his fame to fortune to where he's at because he was on TV. He did TV because he thought it was fun. And he's probably one of the most lovable guys in fucking America. The man will walk down off a stage and walk up to someone and give him a hug for no apparent reason. I mean, I don't know why I'm trying to defend the guy, because he could probably be part of the problem too. Shit, he could be the main guy behind it all. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Everything that has happened in the last 2 years could never have been possible under President Trump's fucking presidency. I just don't. Gas was the lowest it had ever been across the entire United States. I think California was in the twos, mid twos, high twos, lowest it had ever been. Texas was in $1.50, $1.80, $1.79. Eggs were $1.89 a fucking dozen. Now they're $5 a dozen. Milk was like $2. Now we're paying $6. I go to the grocery store and I fucking wonder, what the hell are we doing? And then you hear about 90 fucking different food processing plants, or 900, I believe. Or no, it's 90. I think it's 90 across the entire United States. Food processing plants, farms, chicken farms that are burned up. I mean, all this shit that we're losing, rail cars full of food. We're putting pollutants into our atmosphere. They say all the time that, you know, that Klaus Schwab even said it, I believe. He said, we need a massive shock. We need to put the country into shock so we can hurry up and create our new world order, right? So we can take from them everything and they will have nothing but be happy. That doesn't mean take away, you know, your house or your kids. Well, maybe it might take your kids, but they're talking about taking away your rights. Open your mouth. Become a public. You think public mass shootings are just random? No, they're not random at all. That's the deep state paying someone, hiring someone to do something in an area where they're trying to teach somebody a lesson. You want to put the people into fear. The left is a bunch of fear mongers, and they're losing this battle. And January 6th videos just dropped. And what do you see? A bunch of fucking FBI and local Capitol Police working together to allow all that bullshit to happen on January 6th. The videos don't fucking lie. You can't make that shit up. Recording is recording. That's the one thing that is great about those fucking police cams. The Capitol cameras. Undercover police. Ashley Babbitt wasn't really shot. Those are all paid actors. All of them. They're all part of some sort of intelligence or CIA or FBI. All these actors, all these paid actors, were all former intelligence. It's sick. And we are the fucking pawns. I wonder when America's going to wake up and be like, look, there are 400 million of us and about fucking 10,000 politicians and government workers that have any fucking power. and we're being controlled like a bunch of cronies. We run this country. We build this country. We set everything up. Do you think any of those rich fucking politicians could go outside and build a fucking mansion? No, they couldn't do shit. You know why? Because all they know how to do is use their fucking money. They've gotten the entire world to focus on one thing, and it's money. And then when you take that away, what happens? Everyone fucking panics. It's very simple, people. You go back to trade. Free trade. I'll trade you my goat for your, you know, 2-year-old cow. I'll trade you my 50 chickens for your 10 pigs. Whatever the value is. And then you negotiate to a middle line. Well, how about I could do 30 chickens and maybe we'll do 30 chickens for 8 pigs. I'll do that. You start negotiating. This world's coming to an end, people, and all we're worried about is money. They've gotten us to rely on it, and they're getting ready to take it away. There was just an article I was reading. I want to say it was the Gateway Pundit, or it might have been Epic Times, that was saying that members of the Democratic side of Congress are looking to implement laws that would ban the use of cash, cold hard cash, money. Everybody just saw what the fuck happened to FTX. You can't manipulate, you can't fucking hack a dollar bill. A dollar bill is a dollar fucking bill. A hundred's a hundred. You can't hack it and fucking take it away from somebody. You physically have to take it out of their hands. They're trying to take away the physicality of life and create this virtual fucking world. Meta's coming. They're coming for your fucking brains. You think the Matrix is bullshit? That's the most realistic fucking movie I've ever watched. And look it, we're living in it right now. A fucking Matrix. It's time to wake up, America. I can't be the only one. I shouldn't say me, but me and other, you know, people like me that get up and talk. We can't be the only ones. There's so few of us. There's so few of us. And we are a nation of 400 million. On or about, I think we're a little less, probably like 380. What are we doing? Why are we allowing this to happen? I'm not saying at all that we should storm the Capitol and make change. That's not how it works. But what we should do is we should stand the fuck up and we should say no. They can't make us do something if all of us will refrain from doing it. If they say, okay, no one's allowed to have gas vehicles, only electric vehicles. Well, guess what? What do we do? Oh, you send the police out. Oh, we don't care. You try to tow my car and you're not having that. They want to force everything by hand because they think they can control us because we've allowed them through the means of MK Ultra to be submissive to their ways. That TV, MK Ultra is a conspiracy. Go in your fucking living room and stand in front of the TV and you'll see what the fuck MK Ultra is. It's that fucking box on the wall that you watch and stare at and fucking pray to and fucking worship. You turn on in the morning and you turn on when you get home from work. The television has been single-handedly the most divisive tool in the history of mankind. And it has been the most effective tool. And guess what? The left controls that too. Disney. Who do you think? Disney owns every fucking news station and TV. They're buying everything. They own it all. And China owns Disney. If you go on Disney and you watch any movie at the end, every single fucking language comes out. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that that's, I'm not saying that that's wrong. But what I'm saying is you have to sit through credits in every fucking language that's ever existed that I think on fucking TV. I watch Simpsons with my wife. We watch, those 30-minute episodes or whatever, but we spend 15 fucking minutes at the end of every one of them looking at fucking credits. I don't understand it. This is America. And we're being controlled by other countries. We are being controlled by a fucking TV. People are, oh, well, you're on True Social. Well, I'm on Twitter too. I'm on everything. Why? Because I gather all information. Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, True Social, Gabber or whatever that is. I'm on it all. I Rumble. I watch it all. I pay attention to everything. You have to look at both sides to get the real story. You can't just look at one. I say that to all of my Democratic friends, brothers and sisters out there. I don't have a problem with what you vote for. That's your right. That's your God-given right. Those same rights that are under the same Bill of Rights that allow me to say whatever the fuck I want. To keep and bear arms. To keep and bear arms. Does anyone know what to bear arms mean? To bear arms means to quite literally hold a weapon in your fucking hands. To keep and bear arms. And the most important thing the Second Amendment was devised for was to protect us against a tyranny government. Guess what a tyrannical government, guess what we're dealing with right now? Basic human rights. America, if you don't know our history, we left England. We left the UK hundreds of years ago to get away from this shit. And the greatest thing in the world happened. A nation of free men. Now, the road that we paved was full of blood. I'm not saying I'm proud of our history, but I will say this. Where we are today, where we were recently, I couldn't have been happier to live in America. But now I'm almost embarrassed. Well, there's nowhere to go. So don't think I'm going to up and leave. Oh, I'm going to be a defector and leave because America's so bad. America is still the greatest place on earth. It is still the freest place on earth. I could still go in the state of Texas and go out and carry a weapon on me and protect myself, my family, my wife, my three kids that are under the age of 4, and make sure that if we go out in a group in today's wild fucking society, that if something happens, God has provided me the chance, the opportunity to defend myself. All these shootings, there was another shooting in El Paso, another mass shooting in El Paso. But all these mass shootings in Texas, almost every one of them is deep state, George Soros, World Economic Forum funded. It is, they're doing everything they can to push the narrative that guns are bad and we need to take guns. No, you need to keep guns out of people's hands that don't deserve to have guns. That is more of, that is gun control. Okay? Taking them away isn't control. That's called oppression. That's called denying me of my rights. That's unconstitutional. I don't know how California got away with it by amending all of these state laws that sometimes can supersede. And that's the thing, people. Pay attention. You have government, then you have state. Government's a blanket. State cannot loosen government laws, but they can go stricter. And in some cases, if the state brings it up to the House, it can get overruled, and you can overrule the government. It's a long process. It's possible. Very rarely ever happens. But the state can never undo or loosen something that the government has put in plan. California removed the effective ability. And this is a perfect example, okay? If you have an AR-15, you can't have a scope. Or no, you can't, I forget what, fuck, the laws have changed so much. But I remember when I was a kid that you couldn't have a pistol grip on the front and a pistol grip You couldn't have two pistol grips. You couldn't have the one that you hold on the bottom of the lower receiver, and you couldn't put a foregrip on it. So you couldn't have a pistol grip and a foregrip, and you couldn't have a buttstock. If you had a buttstock and you were shouldering it, you had to turn it into somewhat of a rifle. So you get that angled fucking grip. The most nonsense thing I've ever fucking seen. You're not allowed to have suppressors. Now you can't even have them really anymore. You can't have any more than a 10-round mag for AR. They took that away. They're slowly, instead of being able, because they knew they would never get away with taking the fucking rifle itself, so they try to decapacitate its effectiveness so that they can continue to reign a tyranny government or state police in the state of California. And California, I have to be honest with you, okay? Talk a lot of shit about California, but they have been the most successful in starting what is and what will be and emulating the New World Order. You want to see what the New World Order is like? Move to fucking California. I dare you. Move to Washington. Move to Portland. You'll see what a tyrannical government looks like. Move to Washington, D.C. Move to East New York. New York. Move to New Jersey. States where if you even own a pistol, you go to federal prison. If you're caught with one in your home, you go to federal prison. If you have 9mm ammo, you go to fucking jail. So much as a shotgun or a hunting rifle that has a higher capacity of, I think it's 5 or 6 rounds or something. No one understands what it really means to be oppressed. We are being oppressed right now, and it's happened real quick in 2 years. The government's been doing it for the last 30 years real fucking slow. Started with Bill Clinton, in my opinion. It really started to begin with Bill Clinton. The very, very, very end of George H. Bush, H.W. Bush or whatever. It started at the very end of his presidency, but it really began with Bill Clinton. And that was when they started to actually push the fall of America, to really try to bring it down and destroy it. They needed the technology. They needed the means of spreading information, because, like I said, it kind of happened during Bill Clinton presidency, when the real idea of the internet started to interface in with everybody. They needed a means to broadcast their fucking propaganda, MK Ultra. That TV screen that you look at and you see this other fucking thing other than where you're at that takes you to a completely different world. That is what MK Ultra is. That is mind control. What you see is what you perceive to be real. I think that's all I have for today. If you have any questions, always feel free at the end of the show to go ahead and write a reply or ask a question. I would love to answer questions. I want to know what you people think. I want to know what's in, and even if you oppose me, fuck it, oppose me. Let's have an educated argument. I'm okay with that. It's called a debate. That's what we used to do as Americans when we disagreed on something. We gave each other time to have our conversation, and you tell the other person, hey, tell me exactly what's going on. Tell me what you think. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what I think. Now tell me what you think about that. Now I'm going to tell you what I thought about what you said. Now why do you think that will work? Okay, now why do you think mine won't work? Perfect. Now I'm going to tell you why mine will work, and I'm going to ask you why you think yours will work. It's called a debate. Can you have a conversation with somebody without resorting to the means of sticks and stones and fuck you and you're a piece of shit and N-words and fucking shit comes out and racial slurs get dropped and prejudice fucking terms are fucking released from the lips of somebody? That's when the devil takes control. You could tie that back to money too. The inability to be able to execute trade. Well, now we work for this money and we spend this money like it's something important. Ask me a question. Tell me I'm wrong. Show me the proof. I don't care. I'm okay with that. Well, that's the show for today. Everybody, stay blessed. Be safe. Protect yourself. Protect your constitution. Protect your family. And most importantly, protect your faith. This has been the JBP Show. Have a good day.